The death of Kong. I was his wife. He held me with his big hands, quiet like the tops of coconut trees on a still hot day. I was tender pudding, melting in the palms of God. Lick me clean again. His death let the air out of my life. When I think of him, steel doors close on the fingers of my womb. His memory is the steamroller parked on my chest. His bad self keeps whispering dirty secrets to my soul, unpaid promises stacked like bills on the spike of my heart. Breakfast at midnight. Fresh eggs and fish. Beautiful banana. Think. After all these years, I still hold his taste in my empty mouth. Odd how he spent his last days pounding a lunatic SOS on his breastbone and shoving our love into a bare coffin. When he slammed the lid down hard, I stopped hearing his music. Still, he could always make me laugh. How long has it been since I heard that sound? Oh, I wish I could remember how to be a woman again. Nowadays, I forget which of us is gone. I was his wife. Buried alive. Buried. Buried alive.